Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of the Guidebook series, plus my most recent book, The Successful Mind. And I've also just started recently writing my fifth book, which is going to be Decision-Making Mastery. So I'll keep you posted on that, and there's bound to be a few podcasts coming through which look at different aspects of the decision-making process. So welcome to today's session of the Masterclass, coming to you as always. Well, not as always, coming to you today from beautiful Bali. And I'm very excited to share with you some tips, tools and strategies how we can increase your happiness, health, vitality and success in life. Remember, if you want to go deeper as well, I have a number of guided meditations where I record one a month. So check those out. So get ready for a great program. And as always, I aim to make things very practical. And today's podcast episode is about a very practical subject, and maybe I'd call it a coaching strategy. What I'm going to talk about today is essentially our internal guidance system. And this certainly is part of the conversation around decision making. Less of a strategic tool, as in a specific process, but more of a sensory experience. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what I mean by internal guidance system. And then I'll get into a little bit of how we can actually set ourselves up so we're more receptive and tuned into that internal guidance system. And I imagine you, like me, have had experiences where the internal guidance system is going off and trying to capture our conscious attention to give us some feedback that a choice we're about to make is a ridiculously bad one. Remember when I first came here to Bali back in 2007, and I was looking to get involved in a project, and my gut was telling me that the person leading up the project and the project team was not really my type of person. They were a little bit shallow. And something in my gut was telling me that I had a sense, so there was some internal feedback going on telling me to run in the other direction. But what I did was I logicalized it, and that's a word I made up. And that's where my brain tries to override the feeling, the sensory feeling that I've got, this one in my gut that told me to get out of the project. So I didn't listen to my internal guidance system. I went on to lose all my money and just have a disastrous experience. But because I always like to see the best in everything, I realized that it was about the equivalent of a master's and MBA. So it was sort of my MBA in business. And from that experience, I was able to be involved in a very successful follow-up business. So it set me up in good stead. So internal guidance system, I didn't listen to it. But here's the beautiful thing about the internal guidance system. Just like a car GPS or a motorbike GPS or any GPS on a phone, if you take the wrong directions, the GPS recalibrates itself based on where you end up. So it's not like life, you know, provides us information, we make a mistake and then it forgets about us. Life is for us and not against us. And life realizes that in our humanness, we make mistakes. So life is recalibrating the information it's feeding to us based on the new situation that we've created. So know that life is for us and it's always trying to give us this information. Now, the way I see the internal guidance system, there's two different parts of it. One, which is the part which says no. It's sort of, you know, pushing away something that it senses is not healthy or helpful for it. And then the second part is the part that draws us to a yes. And for me, they're different systems. And, you know, my hypothesis might be that lower brain relates to the avoid, higher brain and higher brain states and higher mind, higher consciousness relate to the second part, the yes, you know, the stepping into the future. Our cells, our bodies, everything about us has been evolving over millions of years. So at a cellular level, you know, the cells know what to avoid. So for me, so a cell either, you know, moves towards something that's life-affirming or moves away from something that's, you know, detrimental to the life of that cell. It's that basic intelligence is built into it. So for us, we often have a sense of something that's telling us that something's not right to get away from it. We may not consciously understand it, but at some sort of subconscious level, at some sort of gut level, there's some part of us is telling us to step away, avoid a situation. Don't walk down that road. Don't say yes to that particular thing. You know, get out of this relationship or whatever it is. That internal guidance system is feeding back, telling us what we need to avoid. And often when we don't listen to that, it's to our own detriment. So that's one of the things that helps us make more informed decisions in life. Our internal guidance system tells us what to avoid. Now, the other part of this internal guidance system for me is a little bit more subtle, is a little bit more esoteric, is a little bit less gut, a little bit more heart-based. And for me, if I want to tap into this internal guidance system, which tells me about which direction to move into, which thing to say yes to in life, which thing is aligned with me, that resonates with me, that is aligned with my path in life, that resonates with my soul, that's a different part. And I can only tap into that different part when I get super silent. It's like a deep inner wisdom, deep in my heart center. There's this beautiful, powerful, potent piece of wisdom. You know, maybe you call it your heart, maybe you call it your soul, maybe you call it your spirit, but that deeper sense of consciousness that has a wisdom that goes beyond this physical experience we've had in life, and we're able to tap into a beautiful and powerful piece of information and intelligence. So for me, an example, the last business I was involved with, a couple of things happened and I was trying to make the decision of whether I stay in the business or whether I move on. And what I like to do is not make any decisions in the moment, particularly if I'm emotionally not in a calm space. And I realized for me to dip into and connect to this deeper wisdom, this inner guidance system, I need to get very still. I need to get quiet. I need to be able to remove distraction and take my attention inward so I can actually connect with and hear this deep inner wisdom. And that deep inner wisdom speaks in a soft voice. Unlike my gut, which says, get the hell out of here now, my deeper inner wisdom, the one that's sort of heart-centered based, is like just this beautiful, soft, profound, not wordy, not pushy, not in your face, but just you can just feel the deep truth of it. So for me, what I physically, practically did is I went up the east coast of Bali to one of my favorite places in a place called Candidasa. And I sat there like beside the ocean and I got super still. I got super quiet and I took my attention inwards and I asked the simple question. The simple question of, is it time for me to move on? And I sit quietly. And I just have this sense of yes. Now, I can't recall whether it was a sound of yes or whether it was a whole body sensation of yes. It just felt like the absolute most intelligent, most loving, and caring piece of information granted to me. As if, you know, metaphorically, it's sung to me by angels in a soft voice. Just a single word. Yes, time to move on. And I just knew in that moment that it was a deep, deep truth with a huge capital T. And I asked another question that I needed to ask. And again, the answer was very clear. And with those responses, those deep inner responses, I made some physical choices in the physical world that led me into a beautiful space and a beautiful place and a beautiful adventure, which I'm in the middle of at the moment. So in summary, I believe we all have this internal guidance system, this thing that connects us to the deepest intelligence within ourselves, cellular level gut feeling, that physical avoid this. And then a more subtle aspect to this inner guidance system, which is more heart-based and which is connected to something a little bit deeper, a little bit less tangible, a little bit more esoteric, maybe a little bit more spiritual, maybe a little bit more soulful, maybe a little bit deeper consciousness. And we connect into those things. So they're really valuable tools to use as we navigate through life and bringing a sense of awareness to that internal guidance system so that we can actually make the best decisions in life for the greater good of ourselves, for the greater good of others, and for the greater good of this beautiful planet we're all a part of. So there you go, your internal guidance system. So I want you to pay more attention to it and see if you can find and experience and feel and sense the difference between those two different ways of hearing and experiencing the internal guidance system. But those things are going to take you on the most beautiful journey, but the most appropriate journey for you, for your individual soul's journey. Rather than listening to things outside of yourself, like dig deeper within yourself so you find and navigate the path that is unique for you. It's not someone else's journey, and everyone has their own journey. This is unique for you. So I wish you all the best on that journey, and stay tuned in. Stay tuned in for the messages from within. And on that note, thanks so much for joining me today. And obviously, if you want to take this work deeper or you want to ask me any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me. CarlMassey.com is my website, CarlMassy.com. Different resources there, information about how to work with me as a coach, and also how to get in contact with me with the contact page. So don't hesitate to reach out. I'd love to help you out. And you can also sign up for my newsletter there. So stay tuned in. I'll keep you informed of what I've got going on, particularly when I'm going to start doing some live events again. So stay tuned there. So finally, thank you so much for joining me, and wherever you are on this amazing, gorgeous, incredible, beautiful planet of ours, have an absolutely fantabulous day, and take care.